It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. It is TJ Bow, producer Hope, and we love getting you to see your favorite country artist. King Brown's coming to C-Mac.
Yeah.
Not one night, but two nights.
Just announced this tour.
Yeah.
Coming double back-to-back night. Guaranteed it's going to be sold out at C-Mac by that time. But we want to send you on us, and we want you to get these tickets before anybody can even buy them. So how about this? We're going to give you this hour's code word.
All you have to do is head over to WBEE.com, enter the word THUNDER, 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 for your chance to see Kane Brown.
And he's not coming alone. Mitchell Tenpenny's coming.
And Ashley Cook.
Yep. All by the Bowery Presents. Thank you so much. Getting the tickets before they go on sale 1 week from today. Right now, you got it?
THUNDER.
THUNDER. WBEE.com. You just enter that for your chance to win the tickets. It could be you. Yes, I know it's October. I know Halloween's coming up. I know there's great pumpkins everywhere, but outrageous pumpkins? TJ Bowen, producer Hope, what did you experience last night?
All right. It's the time of year. It's the only time I ever watch Food Network. Okay. Ever is Halloween time. It's my thing. I like to watch scary things be made out of food. I don't know why, and I'm not alone. My family shares my enthusiasm, and they're like, ooh, pause it. Pause it. I got to go in. I'm like, all right. So it takes us forever because we all don't want to miss a minute of the action.
It's scarier than what's normally happening in your kitchen on a Tuesday night.
Way scarier. And it gives me the illusion that I can do these things with food, which of course is ridiculous. But yeah, I love like Halloween Wars. Love it. I could sit and watch back-to-back episodes because I need a life. But last night I was watching Outrageous Pumpkin Championship. And we all got excited because we weren't anticipating seeing not one, but two local guys competing on there. We have, I don't know when the season was released. I don't know if it was an old season or what. It was new to me.
Okay.
But Eric Jones from down near, he does a ton of the Buffalo Bills stuff. He does In the Snow. He does snow sculpture. He's a caricature artist. Years and years ago, he did a caricature of my kids.
Didn't we have him on last year?
We did.
Okay.
And then he does. So he's on there competing and carving these pumpkins. Then we have a local guy, Adam Beerton, right here from Rochester. And he was competing as well.
Eric or Adam, if you're listening, call in right now. 585-252-WBEE.
I love me some pumpkin carving shows, and I don't know why.
Are you going to go carving?
This is the thing, is how could I possibly get to that caliber? Like, these guys are making amazing things. Now, I don't even want to go and cut, like, a little triangle eyeballs. I want to go and get, like, all, you know, they've got all these shavers and, like, a Dremel.
Do it. We believe in you.
You flip furniture. Flip a pumpkin.
That's right. You know what?
Would you buy a flipped pumpkin?
Time out. I just figured out her family.
Oh my gosh. She flips furniture.
You want her to flip pumpkin. And what does Mama J do? Her mom.
Flip wig.
It's time to flip my wig.
Flipping family. I've got family and friends in the area of Florida that was hit hard with the hurricane. Luckily, they're okay. Definitely some roof damage, debris damage. And I'm still watching. And there's some incredible rescues going on of dogs, of people. What about the guy holding on to the cooler 30 miles out to sea? Coast Guard helicopter comes, saves him. He's holding on for dear life.
The cooler is keeping him afloat.
Yes. Amazing. And then I see another shot where the reporter's interviewing two guys fishing on a highway. The flooded waters go across the road, and they're like, yeah, the fish are swimming. We're going to catch them.
Isn't that something? Fishermen are a whole different kind of breed.
They'll find them.
They sure will. They're like, I know, this is a shame that the road's out, but
yeah,
it makes for some good fishing.
Exactly. And then the interview gets interrupted by a guy driving by on his lawnmower. Hey, guys, what are you fishing for? You see the reporter's bug eyes. Like, what is going on? Where did they send me?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a long, long time to rebuild and change. And we're just sending our good vibes. And thank you to all the country artists stepping up. I mean, it started with Morgan Wallen, $500,000. Then Jason Aldean went $500,000. Luke Combs and Eric Church, they're creating a concert for more money to come in. Then Dolly Parton says, let me drop $1 million. Mm-hmm. Hurricane relief. And then guess who just trumped her in the donations?
Taylor Swift.
$5 million.
Tay-Tay's like, take it.
Yeah. And she's going to Feeding America to make sure people are eating because it's just crazy down there. Chaos. The stores are empty and they're closed and they have so much damage. So thank you to all the country artists. Thank you so much for stepping up. Once again, Eric Church's, and his is a legit website. It's called chiefcares.com. Mm-hmm. Because remember, there's a lot of bad people out there just trying to get your money. You're trying to help and give out. Be careful of the scams. Definitely investigate where that money's going. Rochester's New Country, 92.5 WBEE. Adulting is tough. Do you ever just like fight change? Like you should do something different?
Yeah.
You're adulting. You should know better. It could be as simple as deleting emails. Do you just let them sit there? 10,000 emails sitting there, unread, but instead of deleting them, they just sit there.
My Gmail literally has like a huge red warning at the top, and it says, if you do not delete emails, you will not be able to receive any more ever again.
That's when I go and buy more backup storage.
I did. I went and I hit and upgraded to the backup storage, and it's like, it's still not enough.
You're like, Gmail, you're not the boss of me.
Yeah.
I'll do what I feel like doing.
I'm holding on to all these old emails from 12 years ago just in case I need them, huh?
Because I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah. Adulting stuff, even deleting emails. How about Texas? I'm hanging out with some people at Grappa last night, and you know, the guy's like, hey, hang on a second. I want to show you a picture of my dog, because he always hears me talking about cheats. Let me show you my dog. But when he picked up the screen, I saw 111 text messages unread. You know how you see the number there? I'm like, it's none of my business.
Oh.
Like, why are you not deleting texts? Why are you not responding?
Well, reading them. But
right.
I don't delete my text messages either. Is that weird?
Doesn't that use up storage too?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I've gone back and had to retrieve something from a long time ago. And I don't want to delete them.
But do you ever have it with the numbers big, like you haven't even looked at them? What do you mean?
No, I've read all of them.
Yeah.
But I've never deleted any.
And then I don't know if this lady was joking or not. She goes, adulting is tough. I still suck my thumb. And everybody stopped, just like you did. And like, is she joking or is she serious? We're not judging. You know, everybody's got their own comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Is it to put her to sleep or to calm her?
You know.
Some people do weird things still as adults.
Mm-hmm.
Like twist your hair or something to put yourself to sleep.
She says it helps relax her. Reminds her as a kid when, you know, school was tough and stuff, you know.
Okay.
Put a thumb in my mouth later. I was never a thumb sucker. Were you?
No.
Were you?
No.
I was my index finger.
Ooh.
Curling it. I don't know why. That was my thing when I was a youngster.
Mama Jay wouldn't let us put, she was worried about our teeth, that we would mess up our teeth. I don't know. I tried like heck to get my kids onto those nooks, the little things that you suck on, the pacifiers. None of them wanted them.
Really?
They all spit
them
out.
Binky?
Like a binky? Like a binky.
Okay.
Because you know how some kids get hooked on those binkies.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, they wouldn't even take them to soothe. So, yeah, maybe it's just either in your nature to have that kind of soothing or not.
I got an idea here. I'm not sure if it's an idea or I saw it somewhere, but alcohol-infused binkies for adults at clubs. Instead of drinking and doing shots, you just suck on a binky. Is that my idea or did I see it somewhere?
That is 100% your very own terrible idea. Bo, the king of bad ideas. Oh, my God.